Reading is for everyone. The Macomb Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped at CMPL Winter 2021 Newsletter. Expanding audio newsletter service. The Macomb Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped is trying something new this year in regard to our Reading is for Everyone newsletter. Normally, we send a print copy to all of our patrons 3 times a year. We have also been sending an audio recording of the newsletter to a small number of patrons on our service who have requested an audio copy in the past. Now, we are going to try and expand our circulation of audio recordings of the newsletter in the hope that many more of you will be able to hear the latest our library has to offer. You will still get the print copy, as always, and not all of you will receive an audio copy. If you do not receive an audio copy, it is either because you are a large print by mail patron only or a BARD only user. However, if for some reason we inadvertently did not send you an audio copy of the newsletter and you have one of our machines at home, please feel free to call us at the library to request an audio recording. Our phone number is 586-286-1580. If you receive an audio recording and finish listening to it, please return it to the library in the mailing container provided. We will reuse the cartridge for our next newsletter. Also, if you receive an audio recorded newsletter and do not care to receive another one in the future, please call the library and let us know. We hope this way of communicating our latest that we have to offer will be helpful to our patrons. As always, you can contact us by phone, 586-286-1580, or toll-free, 855-203-5274. Our email address, mlbph@cmpl.org. Our website, www.cmpl.org/mlbph. MLBPH staff is available Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. Leave a message after 5 p.m. and we will return your call as soon as possible. Macomb Library for the Blind, keeping you informed. This has been a very unpredictable year. Different organizations are changing their mode of operation, and one never quite knows what the new normal is. At the Macomb Library for the Blind, we are following the protocol of our host library, the Clinton Macomb Public Library. Our library director is always looking out for the safest way to protect our customers and staff during these uncertain times. A great thing about the Library for the Blind service is that it is by mail, or for those of you on BARD, online. Therefore, a visit to our library building is usually not a necessity. If you are in doubt as to whether you should visit the library, please give us a call just to make sure staff is available to assist you. There may be times when the library will be closed to the public. However, we are continuing to take phone calls during our normal operating hours. We do not want you to waste a trip, so please call ahead. Most of your requests can be handled over the phone. Our contact number is 586-286-1580 or toll-free 855-203-5274. If you reach our voicemail, know that either we are assisting other patrons away from the desk, or perhaps it is after service hours. We encourage you to leave a detailed message and we will return your call. Also, you can email us at mlbph@cmpl.org. That is another easy way to get information. Our website is https://cmpl.org/mlbph, which offers other highlights of our services. Technology questions. Technology can be frustrating at best and downright impossible to deal with at its worst. Our technology tutor, Marie, may be able to get you on the right path. If you have issues dealing with a Windows-based computer, need ideas to make your computer more adaptable, or have a question about your iPad, iPod, or iPhone, we will make an appointment for you with Marie so you can talk with her over the phone. Please give our library a call at 586-286-1580 for more details. Cold temps, more books. It always seems logical that as the thermometer goes down, our book circulation goes up. Our patrons are staying indoors and keeping warm with a good book. If it has been a while since you have received any new audiobooks or large print books by mail from our service, you may want to check if any older books might be waiting for you to mail back to us that may have been forgotten. During these unprecedented times, everyone's routines have been altered, and it could be that you have some older audiobooks or large print books in a corner that you did not realize were still there. Should that be the case, as long as you are done listening or reading them, just pop them in the mail back to us, and we will send out new books for you. Also, if you are receiving books that you do not care for, either the subject matter, author, or narrator, please let us know by giving us a call. We can change your record to best reflect your preferences or even the number of books you are receiving. At any time, if you have any questions, please call us at 586-286-1580 so you can receive books that you enjoy. A Minute with Marie. This is a new column from our computer tutor and program facilitator, Marie. Looking for a cheap, easy way to break into the technology market? Looking for a device that covers your basic needs from a technology and accessibility standpoint? Have friends and family rummage in the places where they keep their discarded tech. You may be able to use an older iPhone, iPad, iPod, or Android. Even an older iPhone may be used without activating the telephone portion. You will, of course, need Wi-Fi to get any device up and running and to access apps such as Bard to download books. If your home already has cable TV, you may be able to get an internet Wi-Fi addition for a monthly fee. Check with your provider. Please note, when reclaiming an older iPhone, make sure it is an iPhone 6 or newer. Another option is to buy new. There are always ways to do this without breaking the bank. A brand new iPod starts at $200. This is with 64G of storage and a new high-speed chip inside. It is not a phone, but is perfectly adequate for using Bard, Audible, and a host of other apps. You can even text your iPhone friends. Use a Bluetooth keyboard to make typing easier. The iPod also supports VoiceOver, which will make it easier to move up to an iPhone or iPad whenever you are ready. Kathy's Choice. MLBPH Library Assistant Kathy has some choice books to share with you. Here are two of her favorites. Eleanor Oliphant is Completely Fine by Gail Honeyman. Eleanor Oliphant struggles with appropriate social skills and tends to say exactly what she's thinking. Nothing is missing in her carefully scheduled life, where weekends include frozen pizza, vodka, and phone chats with Mummy. Enter Raymond, the bumbling IT guy from her office. When she and Raymond together save Sammy, an elderly gentleman who has fallen, the three rescue one another from the lives of isolation that they had been living. Will Eleanor's rigid life structure be upended by Raymond and his ability to get her to break out of her habits? This book was a charming read because of the descriptions from the voice of Eleanor. DB 87829. The book, Eleanor Oliphant is Completely Fine. Ordinary Grace by William Kent Krueger. It's 1961 when unexpected tragedy strikes the family of 13-year-old Frank. He finds himself thrust into the adult world that includes his artistic mother, his Methodist minister father, and older siblings. Secrets, lies, adultery, and betrayal abound, and he must find maturity and gumption beyond his years. Told from Frank's perspective 40 years after that fateful summer, this is an unforgettable novel about discovering the terrible price of wisdom and the enduring grace of God. Some strong language and some violence. This is definitely one of the favorites I've recommended to several people. DB 78187. The book, Ordinary Grace. Survey says, in our fall 2020 newsletter, we sent out a patron survey, as we do every 3 years, to find out how our service is being used and how we can improve. We have tabulated our results, and here's what we have learned. Most of our patrons hear about our services from their medical or rehabilitation provider. Learning about our library from friends or relatives came in second, with several people hearing about us from their local public library. Many of our patrons obtain updates about our library service through our newsletter, as well as by calling the library or getting information from Lansing's Braille and Talking Book newsletter called In Focus. More than 60% of those responding to our survey have access to the internet through a computer or other such device. However, over 33% do not have access. Of those that have access to the internet, only 20% use BARD, our Braille and Audio Reading Download service, with other respondents saying they prefer to get their audiobooks by mail or are not sure what BARD is. If you are not sure what BARD is and are interested in getting audiobooks downloaded to your electronic equipment, please call us at 586-286-1580 for details. Also, for those patrons who have access to the internet, 29% post to social media, and it appears that Facebook is a popular choice. This has prompted us to look into creating a Facebook page for the Macomb Library for the Blind. More news on that in future newsletter issues. In the spring of 2020, when the library's services were temporarily reorganized due to the COVID situation, we used an automated phone service that reached out to patrons a few times during this interval to keep everyone updated on the library. In our current survey, we asked if this was helpful to keep people informed about our library. About an even number of responders said either yes, it was helpful, or they were unsure of the question or had never received a call. A smaller number replied that they did not find this call helpful. The service we used allowed us to record a message to our patrons and then have it simultaneously call the hundreds of you on our service without staff having to call everyone individually. We were hoping this might have kept many of you informed of what we were offering during the spring, which was our way of continuing library services by mail to you. Since this was something new for us and for our patrons, we have a sense that although many patrons were informed, an equal amount may not have known this message was from our library. We will reevaluate this way of communication. We also asked our patrons to rate our services overall. 87% rated our service excellent, and 12% rated our service good, with no one choosing fair or poor. And what do our patrons use from our service? Well, many patrons use more than one service, and here is the breakdown. 98% of responders said they get audiobooks. 30% get audio magazines. 20% use Bard. 16% use large print by mail. 10% take advantage of our free computer tutoring service. 6% use our audio described DVDs. 6% are in our Vision Network group. 4% receive Braille books. 4% are in our book discussion group. And 2% make use of our Braille and large print games, as well as the loan of our iPad. Thank you to all the survey participants. This helps us get a clearer understanding of how we are meeting your library needs. We like the fact that our surveys are anonymous, so if you responded to the survey and wrote a question on it, please feel free to call us at 586-286-1580 so we can provide more information. Reader recommendations. Lawrence Robbins recommends 3 books of interest for our patrons. Upper Peninsula of Michigan, A History by Russell Magnaghi. A complete history of the Upper Peninsula of Michigan from prehistoric origins to the early 21st century. Lawrence says the author grew up in the Upper Peninsula in the 1930s. In the book, the author explains the phenomenon that occurs in the UP, like the Aurora Borealis. Lawrence enjoyed the chapter entitled Growing Old, where the author discusses his life as a grandfather and living with diabetes and congestive heart failure. DBC 16175. The book, Upper Peninsula of Michigan, A History. Around the World in 50 Years, My Adventure to Every Country on Earth by Albert Podell. Journalist describes his travels to every country on Earth, including 7 that no longer exist, since he began in 1962 with a trip to Canada. Describes personal relationships with his family and girlfriends, co-leading the Trans World Record Expedition, and ways he entered countries closed to tourists. Lawrence mentions that the introduction to the book accurately states it is not just a travel log. The author has gone all over the world and gets into jams in different countries. Little bits of history are included. DB 81883. The book, Around the World in 50 Years, My Adventure to Every Country on Earth. The Bounty Trilogy by Charles Nordoff. 3 classic sea stories set in the 1780s South Pacific. In Mutiny on the Bounty, Captain Bligh and 18 loyal men are set adrift in a 23-foot open launch. Subsequent tales depict Bligh's harrowing 3,600-mile voyage and the fates of Fletcher Christian and his fellow mutineers. Lawrence says, even though it is fiction, it is written as first person and feels like you are there. This is one of the best books Lawrence has read. DB 72062. The book, The Bounty Trilogy. Charles Spindler recommends Battle of Britain, 5 months that changed history, May to October 1940, by James Holland. An account of Britain's fight against Nazi Germany at a crucial turning point in World War II, describes clashes in the English Channel, last stands in Flanders, slaughter by U-boats in the icy Atlantic, and dramatic aerial battles. Charles says it is the best book for new information on the Battle of Britain. Extremely interesting, it contained new facts that were very noteworthy. DB 95191. The book, Battle of Britain, 5 months that changed history, May to October 1940. Laurie Murphy recommends Fair Weather by Richard Peck. Three youngsters travel from an Illinois farm to Chicago in 1893 to visit their aunt Euterpe and the World's Fair. Their escapades at the fair and the differences between country and city ways provide Lottie, Rosie, Buster, their grandfather, and even their aunt with life-changing experiences. For grades 5 to 8, Laurie shares that for those homeschooling, this is an adorable, light, and airy book. DB 53829. The book, Fair Weather. Nancy Paul recommends Master of the Senate, The Years of Lyndon Johnson by Robert Caro. The third volume of a biographical study of the 36th president following the path to power, DB 18676, and means of ascent, DB 30837. This explains how Johnson, elected to the Senate in 1949, mastered the legislative system and maneuvered himself into the vice presidency in 1960. Some strong language. Nancy says the book contains a lot of information about the history of the U.S. Senate. It is well written, one of the most interesting books she has ever read. DB 54174. The book, Master of the Senate, The Years of Lyndon Johnson. Susan Perry recommends Andy Warhol Was a Hoarder, Inside the Minds of History's Great Personalities, by Claudia Kalb. Journalist looks at 12 famous historical figures and uses modern psychiatric tools to proffer diagnoses of their common mental health conditions. Those profiled include Marilyn Monroe, Albert Einstein, Frank Lloyd Wright, Abraham Lincoln, and Charles Darwin. Susan gives this book a rating of 10. She says the hoarder aspect is very interesting. DB 84538. The book, Andy Warhol Was a Hoarder, Inside the Minds of History's Great Personalities. The Lions Blind Low Vision Outreach Committee of District 11-A1. The Lions Blind Low Vision Outreach Committee has been collecting used assistive technology, AT, that we can offer to you at no charge through our recycle program. We have a variety of magnifiers, small tape recorders, CD book players, a barcode scanner, and other items for daily tasks. And if we don't have what you need, we can help look for it or direct you to other recycling programs. Items will be distributed through your local Lions Club. To get an application, or if you wish to donate an item, call or email Kathy McAdam at mc mcadam@gmail.com or 313-563-1412. Vision Network Group. Connecting with other people who have vision issues can be a good way to realize you are not alone with your daily challenges. In these days, when it is hard to leave home, the Macomb Library for the Blind has a solution for you. Our library hosts a Vision Network group by phone. The phone meeting is moderated by our facilitator, Marie, and for 90 minutes, the group discusses issues that people with vision challenges face on a daily basis. Callers share solutions and experiences with one another in a friendly and informal environment. And the best part is you do not need to leave home to be a part of the group. If you would like more details about the group, please call the library at 586-286-1580. Book Discussion Group. The Macomb Library for the Blind hosts a book discussion group once a month by phone. The library chooses the title to read and distributes the audiobook weeks prior to the discussion date. If you would like to join in on our fun and informal discussion, please call the library at 586-286-1580 for more details. MLBPH does not endorse any services or websites outside of its own library that may be referred to in this newsletter. The Macomb Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped is a public service of the Macomb County Board of Commissioners. The library is located inside the Clinton Macomb Public Library Main Branch at 40900 Romeo Plank Road, Clinton Township, Michigan, 48038. This concludes our Winter 2021 newsletter. Please return this audio cartridge in the container provided so we can reuse the cartridge for our next newsletter. Thank you.